Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
London's calling for me, Jackson. I'll tell you that right now. Nailed it again. The train from New York to London in an hour. It only costs $220 trillion, and it takes 700 years to build, but we're on top of it.
And you once
Greg
lived
is en route to Miami, and he'll be back Monday. Courtney and Wiggy are in studio. I'm down here in Jupiter. We have concluded the news. We're halfway home. And I have just one thing for you guys, which has been, you know, I don't know how seriously to take it. Because has anybody taken the Dakota story, which if you're just joining us, Dakota was on social media yesterday saying that the Celtics are in the process of trying to offload the contract of Jaylen Brown in advance of the sale of the team. Has anybody said anything about this, good, bad, or indifferent? Has there been any confirmation or anybody saying, you know, doing the Marchand rebuke? Has there been any of that?
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I haven't seen
I don't think that there is any truth to this. And it's just another year where Jaylen Brown's name is being thrown out there. Like, yeah. It's year after year after year. So.
The only thing is, I think people just talking about it, whether or not, you know, is there any truth to it? But Courtney,
so is this sort of the reaction that the team has been underperforming, so people are trying to theorize as to why they have been?
I don't. I wouldn't say that it even would relate to the team being on, you know, on the performing. I just think this is something that Dakota had that he came, you know, out of nowhere. I don't think this is something to rally the team or whatever. I mean, that's what some of the rumors were in the Rich Keefe thing was, oh, maybe this is something to light a fire on their ass. No, I don't know. I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask Dakota, you know, why this was brought up and if it was just brought up because to get a better value. What was he saying? A better valuation for
that the team sale is reliable. But that also doesn't really make sense because who's ever buying the team can make the trade themselves. Like, right. I don't.
And imagine buying the team the year after they won the championship and your second best player, they're trying to ship out. I'd be like, wait a minute, let me make these decisions.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. We see you on the line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire on line 2.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
How are you, Dave?
Hey, so as everybody knows, Chris Curtis has been pretty accurate on the college football predictions. And I wanted to hear what you think is going to happen with Ohio State and Notre Dame.
So I had a big thud coming back down to – thank you, Dave, for the call. I had a big thud last week when I picked Texas over Ohio State.
Yeah.
Ohio State's so good. I can't – What is it, 9 now, Wiggs?
It is, well, yeah, 9. Some places have it at 8.
8 or 9. Yeah, I think Ohio State wins by 2 touchdowns, but I Notre Dame has had a sneaky great defense. Marcus Freeman is a defensive mind. I would not feel confident, but if I had to make a pick either way, I think Ohio State covers that on Monday night. What do you think, Wiggs?
Yeah, I we talked about this a little bit yesterday. You know, obviously Marcus Freeman taking on his alma mater in Ohio State. To me, it always comes down to the play of the quarterback. You know, when you watch, whether it's the NFL, whether it's college, high school, it doesn't matter, especially in big games. And I just wonder, based on just Riley Leonard versus Will Howard, I would lean to taking Ohio State's Will Howard. They have more talent when it comes to their ability to throw the football. And I don't know how Notre Dame is going to be able to keep up if you can get a kid, if you get Jeremiah Smith, who's able to pop, or what the hell's the other kid's name? And Buka, the other wide receiver.
Yeah.
So that to me is going to be the biggest thing. You got the kid Scott at the tight end position.
So are you betting on this or no?
I probably wouldn't bet on it because obviously I don't want Notre Dame to win because of the hall pass that my wife has for Marcus
Freeman.
Will
she be watching?
She dips in and out only when they show Marcus Freeman. But I
don't think I'd use that terminology. Yeah. But
it's all good. But I'd probably have to, if I had a bet on it, I'd probably bet Ohio State.
Mm. All right, let's go back to the calls. Mike in Framingham. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Courtney.
Yes.
Hello? So earlier you were saying that it's like a slippery slope what Deion Sanders is doing, how he wants his kid to go to a certain team. This isn't new. I mean, just off the top of my head, John Elway, Eli Manning, and Bo Jackson, they did not want to go to the teams that drafted them.
Yeah, we talked about that when I brought this up. Wiggy and Curtis both said this. I just think that right now, coming off the LeBron situation, it's becoming more and more relevant when you've got dads that are actually playing in the league or could potentially be coaching in a league. And I think it's a bad look. Like that's just my opinion. Uh-huh. And I think that it's a slippery slope when it comes to this happening more frequently.
See, I look at Deion and go, okay, he knows better than anybody else. Like the LeBron situation is more like just LeBron using his juice to get his kid into the league.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, his kids holding down the end of the bench and bouncing back and forth down to the G League. The Deion situation with his kid, Deion arguably is one of the greatest corners to ever play the game. He knows the inner workings of how the NFL works. And with his kid being an offensive player and especially being a quarterback, he understands how an organization can ruin a quarterback and basically turn him into a bust in 2 or 3 years. I mean, think about all the top 5 quarterbacks that we've talked about being bust.
Yeah.
And so he might be like, well, I don't want you going to this organization.
Yeah, I think that's just nepotism at its finest. And everybody, because if you're a nepo baby and your dad's Deion.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sanders, if you are connected in that way, you have like an inside look where other quarterbacks who could be getting drafted don't have that same feeling. My lead was basically it's very interesting to see the vitriol that was thrown at LeBron James whenever he spoke about Bronny, and there's not really any when it comes to Deion. It just shows the hate for LeBron. And
well, no,
I
know that. I would say the Nepo.
I would say Wiggs quickly. I think that the issue with LeBron was that his son would not be in the league.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's very different, I think, to get a guy. I mean, I didn't care, candidly. The nepotism exists in sports. If you're going to get rid of nepotism, then the people that own the team can't just hand it off to their kids because there's no more powerful position and no more sign of nepotism than that. Mm-hmm. But I would say that with LeBron, there are guys that try to get into the NBA that may not get an opportunity because some theorize that Bronny wouldn't be there if his dad wasn't, whereas Shadur is going to be in the NFL no matter what.
Right.
Yeah, but it's still the same outcome as a parent using their success to help their child.
Yeah, but I don't think Deion is doing is he's...
Well, they're saying like the Browns are going to reconsider how they're planning the draft this coming year. So, he can say whatever he wants, but it could actually affect...
Well, no, I think what Deion is saying, I played in the league. I know what the league can do to young quarterbacks, especially when they're that drafted that high. I don't want my son going to an organization like the Browns because they don't know how to handle him. They're not going to do a good job with him. And so Deion just using like his knowledge of what the being in the NFL, the same way Arch Manning used his knowledge to say, I don't want my kid going to the Chargers. And I get that element, and especially when you're talking about quarterbacks, other positions it might be easy. Like, you know, like Marvin Harrison Jr. last year, his dad isn't going to go, well, I'm going to stop my kid from going here because, you know, all you got to do is throw him the football, where the quarterback, we've seen so many, and we've seen him in other positions, and Deion is doing that now. I don't agree with it, and I understand where Deion's coming from.
Well, B. Banga said, holy crap, she can't let go when she's obviously wrong, so he does not agree with me just having that point. So,
no, I think you make fine points. I think the other issue is that like I feel like everybody, if we found ourselves in a similar position, would do exactly what Deion's doing. No matter what we tell ourselves from afar, that if you have an opportunity to guide your child in a way that can help them for future success, you may tell yourself not to do it, but when push comes to shove, you will. And I guarantee you, when Arch Manning is going to the NFL draft, they will redo the draft board entirely for him. And it's not right, it's not fair, but like if you're born the son of Deion, you have a better shot of being in the NFL than if you're my kid, unfortunately for James.
Yeah, 2012 Lack put it perfectly in Twitch. If you believe in your son, he can go anywhere and turn a franchise around. If you have to handpick a team, he stinks.
Yeah, but that's
right,
not
but if you believe in your kid, like your mom believes in you, but she still wants to know you're getting home okay.
Right, but
like,
that's not true, and I think he knows that in the world of watching for. How many times have we talked about horrible coaches ruining quarterbacks? Like, so that element, yeah, your kid might have talent, but if he goes to a horrible situation and the coaches and the organization don't know what they're doing, it doesn't matter how talented that kid is, they're going to put him in bad situations. So we always talk about that, like with Drake May. What are we talking about with Drake May? What's the number one thing? Who's going to be?
Don't ruin him.
Don't ruin him. Who's going to be his offensive coordinator? Mm-hmm. And if you're somebody who has been in the league, whether it's a Deion, whether it's, you know, Arch, like, you know, you brought up Arch Manning. So even though his dad, Cooper, was in the league, both of his uncles played in the league, his grandfather played in the league, they're going to say, well, we wanted you to go to the best possible destination so you can have the best chance of being successful. It just doesn't, like, that's the one position I think you can definitely break a guy more than any other position. You know, if you're a defensive player, guess what? Go get the quarterback. Doesn't matter who you play
so
for.
Because you've said two things. Like, so you're okay with Deion doing this or no?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him doing it. Yeah, I don't have an issue.
Yeah, I would say 617-779-7937. I think another great lead from Courtney. Where are you on this? And also, is the college pro model becoming blurred to the point where it's going to change how we do these drafts and build NFL teams going forward with the amount of NIL money? We'll get to all that. Coming up at 8:45, Jackson will give you the five true meanings of life. And coming up right now, Courtney has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. Some sad news yesterday as Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker died at the age of 90. Uecker had been battling lung cancer since 2023. The Celtics have the Magic in town tonight. Tip is at 7. And the ongoing wildfires in California have forced a change of course for the PGA Tour. The Genesis Invitational was supposed to be held February 13th to the 16th at Riviera Country Club in the Pacific Palisades. Of course, that will now be held February 10th to the 16th at a location that will be announced in the coming days. Tom Brady isn't going anywhere when it comes to his broadcasting career. His agent Don Lee said that Brady intends to fulfill the 10-year, $375 million contract he has with Fox Sports. He'll have 9 years remaining on that deal after this season. The divisional round kicks off tomorrow. On Saturday at 4:30, the Texans will take on the Chiefs in Kansas City, and the Commanders will take on the Lions at 8 in Detroit. On Sunday, it's Rams at Eagles at 3 and Ravens at Bills at 6:30. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. And in the mood for a warm, hearty meal, visit the 99 restaurant and try their home-style chicken pot pie. Freshly baked to order and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, you gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 21 degrees and sunny in Boston. Afternoon high of 34. Looking like 3 to 6 inches potentially on one of my models, Sunday into Monday in the Boston area. We got your calls, nepotism, the future of Jaylen Brown, Bill Belichick's contract, all of it. Join us next.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.